Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Kings of the Rift, your source for competitive League of Legends news and opinions, as well as League of Legends coaching advice, all that different kinds of stuff there that we're doing nowadays. And but before we get into everything, I just want to say thank you to all of you for listening, as I do every episode. And this podcast is available any place that you can find a podcast. If you can find it on, I believe, I looked at it today. We're on Stitcher. We're on Spotify. We're on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, different RSS feeds, whatever that means. It's 2023, and I don't know what RSS feeds mean. But it's fun. It's cool. It's different. But yeah, so it's very cool. So leave me a review if you're on any of those that you actually can leave reviews on. Especially like Apple Podcasts or Spotify. If you can leave a podcast review, do that. It's great. It'll help get the podcast noticed. It'll help people find the podcast and really kind of see what we're up to here. And you can share the wealth with other folks. So if you guys are on Anchor as well, I did set up a little thing. It's called Listener Support. I've had it up for a while, but a little bit different than like a subscription type of thing. Basically, if you just want to throw me a couple bucks, be like, hey, I love listening to it, keep up the good work, you know, throw the money at me. You can do that if you want, I don't care. But you don't have to. It's just a great thing. With the support like that, there is definitely more and more like incentive for me to make the podcast better and better, honestly. You know, I'll have the ability to get a new mic, get these new little bands here for my mic, get a new mixer, get new camera, all this different stuff there. You know, if there's enough money that comes in from it. So definitely appreciate that. And today we're going to be talking about, as you can see above my head, if you're on the stream or on the video, or if you are just on Anchor, what today we are doing and talking about is Ranked Anxiety. The new season has come out today. We are recording this as of January 10th, and season 2023 is upon us. And what I really wanted to do was kind of break into taking a look at the ranked season and seeing where you can change, how you can change things. And, you know, if this is your first year getting into ranked, how to get into it, you know, what to do if you feel like you're maybe having some of that ranked anxiety. I know a lot of people are feeling that way. I was dealing with a team before who a lot of them had ranked anxiety and afraid of maybe playing and looking stupid or being the reason they lose and, you know, all this different stuff. But I don't think that's really anything you have to really worry about. And that's something we'll talk about as we get further and further into the episode. First off, I do actually want to talk about today was the season kickoff event that they did here. And honestly, it was a good time. I watched it while I was at work doing my own thing. And one of the things I noticed was that it was boomers versus zoomers. Very cool. Very cool that they put that out there. The boomers team was, let me try to remember it from off my head. It was Solo, Contrax, Jensen, supposed to be Stixxe, but Stixxe is sick or called in sick or he's scared. I don't know. But it was the sub from Golden Guardians Array, and the support was Core JJ, which actually, if you look at this whole thing once we go through it, it's one person from each team, which is kind of interesting. I don't know why they didn't like just kind of do like an all-stars type of thing. Different. And then you went to Team Zoomers, where Zoomers was in the top lane, Revenge, who's actually older than Contracts, but that's beside the point. Spica from FlyQuest season. Then you have mid lane being Jojapyun, who's a great rookie jungler, the epitome of Zoomer. Berserker, Zoomer as well, and Busio from 100 Thieves. So he was kicking butt with Berserker there. Very good duo. Like to see where Berserker was great last year. And that was just with Zven as his support, who's not a support. You know, I mean, he is technically, but, you know, there's the whole, is he actually a support? He's just role swapped, and he might not stay there forever. He said that he just thinks that Berserker is the best way for him to get a win. And I appreciate that. I do like that he's acknowledging that. But him with Berserker with Busio, a real support, honestly looked really good. Again, Busio was a swapped from mid, so it's a little, you know, somewhat the same, somewhat different, you know, and all that. The Zoomers took it 2-1 fashion, and first game went to the Boomers. Boomers looked really good. Boomers looked like they were really playing to, like, actually win. It looked like they gave a crap about the game. And it was like a whole knockup comp that the Zoomers were running. So kind of like made sense. And like how to kind of counter that is really what they were doing. And it looked like the biggest thing that kind of really countered everything was when Core JJ picked the Taric. And there was all melees on the Zoomer side. So the Taric was able to just, you know, as soon as they jump in, as soon as they are about to get a knockup, you just hit the Taric, you go all invulnerable, and you're good to go. You don't have to worry about whether or not, you know, kind of let them shoot their shot, and then once their load is blown, then you basically turn around and smack them, and you're good to go. And that's what happened in the first game. As we went to the second game, kind of looked like it was going to be, again, the Boomers' side victory, but the Zoomers were able to just turn it around. There was a really nice kind of, I don't want to say throw, but the Boomers were able to get a lead early, and then the Zoomers just kept up and just had a better comp in that second game there. And the third game was just very much, it felt like it was, like, the Zoomers actually gave a crap and were just like, well, let's just finish this thing off, take care of it, and we're good to go. So that was nice. I guess each team that, like, won, or the team that won, I don't know if it's each team that was on the winning team or if it's just the winning team, being like the Zoomers get to pick a emote that goes into the game. It's kind of a cool little thing. I really would like to see this have changed a little bit into, instead of this whole, like, you know, Team Boomer versus Team Zoomer, and have it just like one representative from each team. I would have literally liked to see like the five oldest players versus the five youngest players. I think that would be kind of a cool thing to see. It might literally just be garbage, and it might be that the Boomers, in that sense, just crush people because they're experienced. Or just that the younger ones will just crush them with their hands. You know, who knows? But I think that would have been a little cooler to see. I do understand that they wanted to get every single team involved. And especially this year with, like, Bjergsen and Doublelift on, you know, on 100 Thieves. Definitely is a little bit of a harder sell, I feel, to get them in and put them on the same team. Because they're just going to be on the same team in 100 Thieves. So it's just interesting. I definitely think it's kind of a cool little thing. I almost feel like Stixxay, and now that I'm like really thinking about it, like behind my head, really thinking about it, and it almost feels like this was almost like an obligation that they had to do with the LCS and with Riot Games in general. And it could feel like Stixxay is just kind of bowing out of it, like, I don't want to do that. you know, well, I have to do it. Well, I don't really want to, you know, and so instead they send a Ray who is him? I don't even know. I don't even know who he is. So that's where I'm kind of like, eh. It almost feels like it's like a sponsor obligation. And Six, they just was, oh, he's sick. They announced it, like, I think a day or two before, but he could easily have just been, I don't feel like going, like, it's not going to be an issue. Or, you know, it's not going to be fun, or it's just going to be pointless to do. He might just have thought it was whatever. So, definitely interesting, to say the least. But they did announce, obviously, that the ranked season is beginning, and they kind of asked a little bit on the broadcast to some folks about how to deal with, you know, dealing with ranked. And one of the biggest things I did see Kobe say is he was talking about how basically the easiest thing to do is to, at least in the first day or the first week of ranked, you just don't want your team to, like, implode. You don't want your team to be super, like, mentally boomed in that first day. Just get them across the finish line. Just, all right, we're going on to the next game, all this different stuff, we're good to go. Or you just be really, really nice the first day of ranked, just to kind of weed out those who are not looking for, as you know, looking for to go as far as you probably are. But really breaking into everything with ranked anxiety, I have like a thing I say about it. All right. Ranked anxiety is just not, it shouldn't be a thing. I do understand, you know, people having ranked anxiety. I understand the idea of anxiety for sure. But a lot of times people are talking about why they have ranked anxiety. They talk about that they think it's their fault, and they don't want their team to lose LP because of them. Or sometimes people think that, you know, well, they don't want to be put in iron. They don't want to be put in bronze. Like, oh, come on. Like, I don't want to do that. Then it confirms that I'm bad. Or anytime I play, I just feel like I'm playing for too much stakes, all this. And it can be a little bit overwhelming to some folks. But my thought is, it's very rarely that it's your fault that the team loses. Think about the times you've been playing the games and you are just, your team just loses and you're just like, I was doing well. You know, it's usually someone else's fault. Like, how many times have we said, have any of us all over the United States and the world, all this, have said, well, I was doing fine until my bot lane inted, or I was doing fine until my top lane cracked the bed, or something like that. It usually is just someone else's fault. This season, I had, I believe, like, over 300 ranked games or something like that. Probably more than that now, like 350, almost 400 probably. And the best thing I found was honestly looking at ranked and LP and all that, and actually changing what I was wanting to look at. Changing it and saying, okay, well, if I win, I win. If I lose, I lose. You know, the LP is not what I'm really looking for. There's a couple different ways, like, and I'll break into this as we go a little bit further, you know, into the topic. But, you know, it definitely sucks to demote, like demoting from, oh, silver 5 to, you know, and there's no silver 5 anymore, silver 1 to silver 2, or silver 2 to 3 or 4 or whatever. Sucks to demote, but you learn more in a loss than you do in a win. You can play the game completely wrong, get a win, and go, well, that's how I should play the game all the time. And that, unfortunately, is just kind of what people run into. But it's like, you have to take a look at your LP and just realize that that's learning. You are learning with a loss. You are learning with a win. You should be learning with a win. Don't look at what happened to make, you know, Don't look at what like kind of happened in the game that really like bummed you out, and look at more kind of what, you know, what could you have done better? What could you have done to make it so that you are gonna keep playing? A lot of people just they get into ranked and they're like, oh, it's too much pressure. I don't like it. I'm just gonna leave. I'm just gonna not play ranked anymore. And I don't think that's really the good way to go for it. I definitely think you need to, like I'm saying, you need to think of it as a learning experience. Yes, there is a number to it. The number is there to give you dopamine and give or take away dopamine. And it's basically to say, well, look at, I got plus numbers. Look at me, I'm better. Oh, I got minus numbers. Oh, I feel like garbage. Don't look at it. Just say, okay, well, you know what? I did lose, but I played pretty well. Or I lost, but I learned how to do this crazy, like, movement, you know? I learned how to do this crazy combo on Lee Sin. Or, you know, I learned that Vi's knockup is counted as a stun or whatever. And that's kind of a cool little way to look at it, for sure. Think about how many games you've lost, honestly, where, like, and you can be in any mode. It doesn't have to be just in Summoner's Rift, where you smurfed on kids. You completely just, like, opened up the game. You just crushed everything. And the next thing you know, you just lost. And you're like, what? What happened? You know, you played that game well. You played it right, but your team didn't. And sometimes that's all that it unfortunately takes, is that your team can just not do as well for you. And you end up just kind of losing it and not doing so hot. But you got to think of ranked itself as a marathon, not a sprint. You're not looking to just, oh, well, if I don't get to gold right now, it's horrible. I'm just going to quit. And that's what I think a lot of people run into. It's a marathon. You got to just chug through it. You got to figure out, okay, well, I got to put, and if you look at it actually as a marathon, you have to prepare for that marathon. You can't just dry run a marathon. You have to figure it out. You have to do different ways of training for it. You have to look at what it takes to win that marathon. If you wanted to win the marathon, if you just complete it. But how do you figure out those things in the real world? And how can you really put that into your ranked games? You need to have better, like, mental in general when it comes to ranked. You need to just, like, figure things out that you go, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to do it a little differently. And just look at it going forward. You need to review your games. I did talk about this a while ago when it came to my ranked sheet that I did. And the sheet about kind of my breaking down the different game, the different parts of the game. One of the things I did actually would, I'd play a couple games. And in between each game, what I would do is, I would, before I even queued up, anything like that, I would take a second, breathe, and write down the numbers from the game. All right, what was my KDA that game? What was my damage per minute? What was my, is there a spot for my vision score? How was my vision score this game? How was my kill participation? Because that's a big part of it, especially as a jungler, which I am. How was my kill participation? Did I do well in that game? With kill participation, was I almost all of my team's kills, or did I have a great amount of assists? And was able to kind of take a look at it and figure out, oh, well, like, there's an, like, you make your assessment and you can figure out kind of what went right, what went wrong. If you really don't know what went wrong and you weren't really necessarily, you were just playing the game, you weren't necessarily cognizant of everything, then take a step to basically step back at the end of either at the end of the game or at the end of three games, or whatever, and jump into a VOD review. Figure out what you can do to really make it so that you are understanding what went right, what went wrong, and just take it from there. That's what I've had to do. After a few games, like I'm saying, take a step away. Especially if you're after, you know, if you're losing, if you lost that last game or two games or whatever, take a step back and say, let's figure this out. Let's take a look and just figure things out. Why am I losing? What am I doing wrong? Am I jumping in too soon? Am I diving without support? Am I calling for dragons or for barons wrong? Do I need to work on my smites? Do I need to whatever? You know, take a look at that and figure that out for yourself. Sometimes, even like after a win, it's hard to jump right back into a game because, especially if I'm playing the same champion, it's hard to really go from I'm level 18 or I'm level 15 or whatever. You know, I'm later in the game and I'm doing tons of damage. And I jump into a new game and I'm like, that's the damage I'm going to have in this, you know, level one engage. Oh no, I don't. I have two damage because I'm level one and I only have one of my abilities and I have no items. And you just get to a point where you're like, oh, I shouldn't have made that attempt. I shouldn't have moved here. I shouldn't have moved there. And it's kind of a good little time to give a mental reset so that you're starting from zero. You're not starting from 100% and jumping into a game having to be at 100% or feeling like you're at 100%. So you kind of have to ease your way into it. One of the things, like I did say, is that I used to do too, is play a single champion if you're playing ranked. Instead of trying to focus on like learning the champion itself, if you have a champion that you are completely mastered, like you've mastered that champion, you know exactly what they do, you could play it with its eyes closed, amazing, right? Use that champion, because you will I can guarantee you can at least smurf until you're in platinum, because you can just play the champion really well. You'll learn more about the game by not having to look at, oh, what does this do, and what is this you know, what does his E do, and what does his R do, and how much damage does he do? You'll just kind of understand as you're playing. You'll be on a good autopilot. Usually people say with League of Legends, you know, if you're just on autopilot, and they usually say that's a bad thing. This is a good kind of autopilot where you are able to just take a look. You know, you're able to pilot your champion without looking down at your hands, looking at where you're. Keys are, or anything like that. You can just play this game, figure it out, you have the flow, you get it going, you know, and you're just focused on getting better in the moment. You're focused on getting, you know, ready in the game and figuring out how that game translates into a win for you. That's something that I think, honestly, one-tricking is a great idea. But, as I said, ranked is a marathon. So instead of, like, just getting out there today and sprinting towards the end and just running face first into a wall, take a second, make a conscious effort to take a look at your mental habits, any processes that you have before the games, and just kind of go with your heart, go with what feels right and how you want to go forward in League of Legends. You got to make a plan. You can't just throw yourself at this marathon of ranked and just hope it sticks. You got to push forward. You got to figure things out. And honestly, you really need to get further and further invested in yourself. And you need to take a look at how you want to play the game. And if you can consistently play the game that way that you are really looking for, then you can just end up winning. If you know how you want to play that game, you know how to want to play every game out, things do change, but do you want to get dragons every game? Do you want to get Baron at 20 minutes? Do you want to always gank top? If you have a path, have a plan, you're going to be set up better for success when it comes to ranked than anybody else on your team. But with that, I am going to head in for the night, everyone, and I appreciate the podcast listeners, as always. Appreciate you on stream and on the YouTube as well. And especially if you're on TikTok, thank you very much as well. That's been popping off, been doing really well. And follow me there, wherever you're listening to this. Follow me on TikTok, follow me on Twitter, YouTube, all this different stuff. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.